103.1 Power FM, it's Jack here with your Power Brekkie. And something that's very important, and it should be important in your world, maybe you're having those conversations, it's that household pet. And I'm joined by author Ben Dessen on the line, who's just brought out the book, The Ultimate Pet Handbook. Ben, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Ben, the book, The Ultimate Pet Handbook, tell us about it.
For sure. So I grew up sharing my life with all kinds of amazing pets and, you know, growing up having a household with all sorts of weird and wacky creatures like snakes and lizards and, you know, birds and frogs and all sorts of things sort of set me on my path in life where I decided to dedicate my entire life to working with animals. So, you know, I hope that by inspiring the next generation to share their lives with pets, you know, that those kids are going to go on to hopefully, you know, share their lives with animals and protect animals in their own ways as well.
Ben, you just said you had snakes as a pet.
Correct, yes.
What?
Yes. So you'd be amazed. In the last 10 to 15 years, the massive increase in interest around more alternative pets has just exploded. So, you know, today there's people keeping things like snakes, lizards, frogs, you know, believe it or not, even things like scorpions and giant burrowing cockroaches. They do make quite a unique and a little bit different sort of pet.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't, I suppose, always have to be the generic, you know, cat or dog or bunny rabbit. It can be something different.
That's right. And, you know, people these days don't have as big a backyard. If you're living in an apartment and you don't have the space for something like a dog or a cat or even the time, you know, dogs and cats are incredibly time consuming. Something that's a little bit less maintenance can be a good alternative. And, you know, it brings a little slice of nature into your home as well. Having a beautifully furnished enclosure with a, you know, little spotted python or a bearded dragon or even a blue-tongued lizard can be quite a unique addition to the family.
Great for show and tell. Now, Ben, having a pet in your life growing up is very important. What would like a good fit for a young family be to have a household pet?
Yeah, look, when it comes to selecting the right pet, there's a few questions you have to ask yourself. So, you know, number one is how much space do you have available? Number two is how much time do you have to care for that pet? And number three is what is your budget? And if you answer those three questions, that's going to point you in the right direction of what pet might be most suitable. So if you've got a big backyard, you've got plenty of time and you've got a bit of budget to play with, something like a dog, you can't go wrong. You know, growing up with a dog in the family, especially for young kids, is just the most brilliant experience.
Yes.
But if you don't have the time or the space, then you could consider something a little bit smaller, a little bit less maintenance. And, you know, that's why these alternative pets like pythons and bearded dragons and turtles and bugs are becoming more popular. You've got fish tanks, so a goldfish tank can always be a good addition. And then, of course, there's your feathered pets. Things like budgies and cockatiels make a really, really good pet for kids because they're quite interactive.
Ben, what was your favourite pet growing up? Did you have a favourite? I should ask.
Yes, yeah, great question. I think my favourite pet growing up was my very first snake that I got. So wow. For my sixth birthday, my parents bought me a children's python, and her name was Rosie. And when I got her, she was literally the size of a worm. She was this tiny little brown snake. And you can imagine a little six-year-old coming and opening this enclosure and seeing this little python. I was just absolutely in love, and that's really what sparked my lifelong passion for animals. So I had Rosie for 24 years. She only recently passed away. So, you know, it also goes to show that a lot of pets and animals have very long lifespans. So it's a really serious commitment, and that's part of why I wrote this book, is to help take kids through that process and make sure that they're really doing the research and they're thinking long-term, so that if they do decide to bring an animal into their life, they're going to give it the very best life possible.
If you've just joined on the phone by Ben Dessen, who's just brought out the book, The Ultimate Pet Handbook. Ben, it is obviously important doing that research and planning, because I can imagine, you know, you're thinking, oh, I want to get that pet. But then the next day it's, oh, I want to get that pet. So it must be an incredible process for a family to decide which animal they're going to have in their house.
That's correct, definitely. And, you know, the thing that we don't want to see are people making impulse purchases, because if you rush into it, you don't do your research. That's when, you know, these animals end up getting surrendered or unwanted and ending up in shelters. So it all comes back to doing that research and going through that process carefully. And it's actually a part of the book called The Pet Proposal. And what it does is it's a template the kids can fill out, and it takes them through all the necessary requirements they need to think about. So how much space do I need? What sort of enclosure do I need? What does the animal eat? There's a template for a budget so they can cost out all of the expenses weekly, monthly, annually. Because that's the level of detail you've got to go to.
Wow.
To make sure that you're making an informed choice. And if you make an informed choice, it's going to be a positive experience for not only the family, but most importantly, the pet, and they're going to live a happy, long life with that new family.
And it's not left on mum or dad's shoulders to do all the work for the pet, I suppose. It's a shame.
Exactly.
Load.
No, absolutely.
Ben Dissen, the new book, The Ultimate Pet Handbook, it is available now. You can head to Ben's website. Ben, how can people find you?
For sure. So you can follow me on Instagram, Ben Dissen, or my website, bendissen.com.au, or you can also buy the book in any good bookstore and online as well.
Perfect. Ben, thank you so much for joining me. I'm sure we'll speak to you again when it comes to animals, and you're doing great things for the kids out there, because they'll go, Mum, see, look, we can get this book, and we can step by step, boom, find the plan, get the pet.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
No worries. It's Jack here with your Power Brekkie.